Let's all wake up to a fresh brew of Sega Sunrise.
Welcome to Sega Sunrise. The time is 8:02 a.m. And I'm your host for this episode. I need fruit. I'm back. I should have used the Nicholas Aman. I'm back. Stinger. Damn it. Too late now. How are we this morning? Everyone enjoying themselves? Hopefully you're ready and raring to go for the day. I surprisingly am. I'm feeling today. I'm looking out my window. It's frosty, but there's blue skies ahead. And I think it's going to be a good day. So, let me know what you're having for breakfast. I'm not a breakfast person. I don't really eat breakfast. I have probably about 3 cups of coffee and that's me. It's good to go for the day. If you, force me to have breakfast, I'll probably have a bit of jam on toast. But strawberry jam on toast is my poison of choice for the morning. I know Grey Fort is on the Ready Breck, which is a classic. I used to have Ready Breck when I did my paper round. Because you need that fuel, you see, to get around. I had a paper round, that's right. I don't mind mornings, but as I've gotten older, they've become more and more difficult. But hopefully, with this awesome new show we have, celebrating Radio Sega's 15th anniversary, for 4 weeks, or 3 weeks now, we'll be doing a morning show every day. And it's my turn to play it, so let's play some music, shall we? We've got some joke ads coming up. Of course, one's about milk. Is it cursed? Yes, it's very cursed. Warning on that. otherwise, we've got some good music. We've got a bit of news to talk about. I'm going to give you the weather on Mars. What? Yeah, on Mars. And that's about it. Then I'll be out of here. So hopefully you're up and ready to go for the day. And hopefully these tracks will lull you into the day so you can do your best, as they say in the anime. Okay, let's kick this off with I love this track, Dreams in a Pie from Napledale, and you're listening to Sega Sunrise right here on Radio Sega.
Far behind me.
are back. Hello, hope you enjoyed those tracks there. We played you, of course, Fantasy Sprite from Phantasy Star 2, and then Napledale, Dreams in a Pie. There's a theme here. It's a morning show. Nice chilled music to get us into the day. Let's talk a bit about what's been going on around Radio Taker, shall we? Because there is a new show starting. I'm very excited about this. Now, if you were around Winterfest, you might have already heard the first episode. But it's Dr. Scott Nick's Journey into Dreams. And it's interesting doing a morning show and picking kind of more chilled songs. It reminds me of that one episode we listened to in Winterfest. So it's be, of course, hosted by the one and only Dr. Scott Nick. You may know him from other awesome shows such as The Voice of Sega and Sweaty Sundays. And yeah, it's a great show. I cannot wait for it to come to the airways. Remember, it starts on the 14th of March at 11 p.m. UK time, 7 p.m. EDT, 4 p.m. PDT. Okay, how are we doing? Yes, very conscious of time today, because you know we've all got to get up and do stuff and get on with the day, so I don't want to overrun too much, but so I need to do some corrections before we move forward. Of course, I said joke ads. They're not joke ads, are they? They're real adverts that we get paid real money for. I don't know where the money goes, but yes. Yeah, obviously shouts to Dr. Scott Nick. Also, people were having breakfast. Gavi had the best breakfast, which was just, you know, milk. Just straight up. Semi-skim milk. Best way to start the day and end the day. A nice, you know, glass of milk in a tumbler with some ice in the evening. Oh, lovely. I think, was it Frost who said cherry jam on toast for breakfast? Let me know what you guys are having. But Nicholas Mann was having Fanta, which is, you know, a choice that you could make. and I want to say Guten Morgen to Veritex as well, who is pleased about me being back on the airwaves. And let's chat a bit about that as well. Hopefully I will be coming back very soon. My good internet, aka like fiber based internet, will be installed on Friday, so hopefully I won't be on the 4G hub anymore. I'll be able to stream, probably doing some streams on Twitch, and yeah, hopefully bring Club Sapinga back, or something else. And that's a little tease for you. Maybe something different. I've been thinking, I've been soul searching, I've been looking out my window wistfully about any new potential shows I could do, and I think I have an idea. So more on that when I actually speak to Green Viper about it. Okay, let's play these messages from our sponsors. The first one is not really an advert. It's more of a public service announcement from the one and only Raph. He has something to say. He feels very strongly about. So let's kick that off. Then we're going to have two more ads from our sponsors, and then we'll play some more music. Okay, let's do this.
All right, it's time for some tunes.
You mean tunes?
Wait, Raph, where did you come from?
Oh, you know,
round and about,
here and there, skip to my loo.
But yeah, it's tune.
That's what I said. Tune.
No, tune. Say it with me. Tune.
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 Pick and mix.
Ever wondered what would happen if you flipped the Radio Sega show on its head? That's the goal of Pick and Mix, a show embracing the weird, random, and the jumbled. Perhaps you'll come along and become the king of requesters for the week, or maybe the top code breaker, or to maybe hear a selection box full of the best segments ever featured on the station, or maybe you just want to hear our picks of the week. No matter what you come for, you're sure to crave some more. Bring along your change.
That's Pick and Mix, Fridays at 7 p.m. UK time. That's 8 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern, and 11 a.m. Pacific. Only on Radio Sega.
Hey kids, have you heard of milk? It's the future. Originally designed for cow babies, we took it from them.
Milk!
Give me the milk. It's like your mother's milk, but from cows. Try not to think about it too much. Enjoy that cup of coffee.
I like milk.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
back. Hope you enjoyed that music there. We played you "I'll Miku Miku You" for reals. That was performed by the Tokyo Philharmonic Orchestra. Before that, of course, it was Mystic Brewing from Sonic Adventure. The Train Will Be Departing. Before that, Blue Rogue's Fiend from Skies of Acadia. And then to kick off that music block, Medusa Bay from Echo the Dolphin Mega CD. I love the Mega CD version of Echo the Dolphin. Have very fond memories. I had a Ministry of Sound MP3 player, and I went on holiday with it. I think it held about 4 albums, like not very large in size, but I remember very one of them was Rainbow Island, and what the other soundtrack I took was Echo CD, and it was really nice being on holiday with that album. It always takes me back there. It's so good. And yeah, it's lots of synths, lots of Blade Runner-y vibes. Anyway, that's enough about Echo CD and me loving it. Let's move on to the news, shall we? The time is 8:30, and this is your news roundup for the day. I was about to say for the week. Okay, so what have we got? Over on the Sega Twitter, we have a survey you can fill out. They're asking for your opinions about different games. I just filled out the survey. Interestingly, they talk a lot about anime and fighting games, so hopefully we're getting a fighting game. I mean, fingers crossed we're getting a new Virtual Fighter, right? That would be amazing. I know that they announced in December that they were going to do something with the esports side of the fighting game community, something that I'm really interested in, so I really, really hope we can hear more about that. In non-Sega gaming news, the EU approves Microsoft's Bethesda acquisition, clearing another big hurdle. This is over on GameSpot.com. Microsoft's acquisition of Bethesda is one step closer to a reality, as one of the last big roadblocks has now been cleared. The European Commission has approved Microsoft's purchase. The acquisition was approved without conditions, and pending approval in the US, it appears that the $7.5 billion deal will indeed come to fruition. So there you go, confirmation that only in the US now, and then Microsoft will own Bethesda. Not Sega news, but huge gaming news that will be sure to change the very landscape of how Bethesda makes games and how they distributes them also. That's all I've got for the news today. Kind of a slow news day. There might be something to do with Miku today, so you Miku fans, keep your eyes peeled for a prospective kind of announcement. Don't quote me on that, but I have sources. I have Green Viper. That's my source. I know you're not meant to tell your source, but there you go. There's my secret source. Okay. Virtual Fighter is free, Season 3, Nicholas Allen says. God, I hope so. So good. Let's move on very swiftly to the weather, shall we? Okay, weather report time. Handing over to me. I need fruit with the weather. I need to get the weather up, which would help. 1 second. So, where I am at the moment, looking out my window, lovely blue skies. I don't know where you are in the world, so I thought we'd all have a shared experience and check out what the Mars Curiosity rover is showing for the weather. And let's have a look. Okay, so on Mars, we're on Sol 3048. That's the days, I guess, of its solar orbit. It has a high of 14 degrees centigrade and a low of minus 14 centigrade and a low of minus 73 centigrade. That's 7 Fahrenheit and minus 99 Fahrenheit is the low. Pretty cold up on the red planet. Poor Mars Curiosity rover up there, all alone. Actually, it's not alone anymore, but yeah, the pressure is 830. Sunrise is at half six in the morning, and sunset is at half six in the morning. There you go. There's your weather for Mars. If you are planning to go to Mars, definitely wrap up warm, take some oxygen, some duct tape as well. That's a Martian joke there. That's the weather. Oh, I love this show. This is so much fun. You know what's really nice is that I've got a list of things I have to do rather than just talk rubbish for an hour. This is actually, it's got structure, right? This is fun. I'm having fun, at least. Let me play you some more music now. We've got Flashback from the Mega Drive. Anyone remember Flashback? I love that. I'm talking of Blade Runner. Very Blade Runner. Okay, play some tunes, and then when we come back, we'll chat a bit about something else. Oh, apologies for the milk advert as well. Anyway.
Thank you.
Oops, my mic was up the whole time. I'm guessing you could hear me type. Oh, well. There we go. Okay, so what did we play you there? Of course, Monster Town. What a track. Before that, Break Silence from Rystar. Before that, ending theme from Flashback. Quest for Identity, that was the Mega Drive version. And yeah, I don't know why. Every time I think about Flashback, I think about Beneath the Steel Sky. And I just gave it a little Google. And does anyone remember Beneath the Steel Sky? It's more of an Amiga thing, really, for me. But, like, I didn't realise a sequel, kind of, was made called Beyond the Steel Sky that was released last year. No way. I need to check that out. If anyone's heard or played it, even better, then let me know. We were just chatting about Flashback a bit in the Discord. Jamie mentioned that it was a rotoscope game, like Prince of Persia. Rotoscope, for those who don't know, is a really interesting animation technique where you take real frames from a real person doing real things and you draw over the top of those frames to create realistic looking animations. You might know it like Prince of Persia, the original. That movement just looks so smooth. It was pretty cool. We were also talking about... What other game was it? Let me just have a look. It was Another World. And Veritex used to play through Another World once a year. So that's interesting. I don't think I've ever played Another World. I really should. I really should check it out. These games were pretty difficult as well. Agreed, definitely. Okay, well, we're almost at the end of the show. I've got a few more tracks to play you, and then when I come back, I'll set you on your way for your day. I hope you've been enjoying the show. I definitely have enjoyed doing it. Let's kick off the next music block with something we should all be doing today, which is flying through the sky freely and then hitting our targets with insane precision. This is Monkey Target from Super Monkey Ball. We'll be right back.
shooter, a drastic baby. Agitate, jump out, feel it in the will. Can you talk about deep sea with me? I'm a thinker, I could break it down. I'm a shooter, a drastic baby. Agitate, jump out, feel it in the will. Can you talk about deep sea with me? Loves you forever, all as you're thinking over. Out of space when someone waits there, sound of jet they play for out. The deep sea fish loves you forever, all as you're thinking over. Out of space when someone waits there, sound of jet they play for out. Could break it down. I'm a shooter, a drastic baby. Agitate, jump out, feel it
Welcome back. Okay, that was the last music block of the show. I hope you enjoyed it. A new day, of course, from Sonic Rush. Let's start the day right now. Let's go. Before that, we played Goodbye Thinker from the Armored Core, The Answer tribute album. That's over on OC Remix. It's, I really like that OC Remix album. The whole Thinker song is bonkers. Deep Sea Fish Loves You Forever. Don't appreciate the gifts in the Discord. In fact, I would say that everyone's been quite badly behaved this morning. And let's change our behaviour before we go out into the world. Okay, let's try and do better. especially you, Green Viper. We were also just chatting about Heart of the Alien, which apparently is a sequel to Another World, I think. Is that right? I don't know. Weird. It's another rotoscope game. Looks cool. Might check it out. Apparently it's not great though, so maybe not. Yeah, very tense. I have no idea what's happening anymore. Me either, man. Me either. Let's wrap this show up, shall we? So I've been I Need Fruit. If you want to follow me, I'm at I Need Fruit over at Twitter. Keep your eyes peeled and ears open for my Twitch stream that'll be coming soon again. I have no idea when it will be. I need to find a gap in the already impressive schedule we have on Radio Sega for Twitch streaming. Of course, check out Grey Force stream, always a pleasure. Ravsy returns with Ravsdom tonight at 9 p.m. UK time, so of course be sure to check out that show. Tomorrow we've got Kevin from Radio Redux and the LMC block taking the reins of Sega Sunrise, so be sure to tune in tomorrow morning. And yeah, hopefully that's all good. Yeah, I think I've done it, I look at my list, I think we did the show right. The podcast should be available fairly soon if you wish to listen to it back. Apologies for any sound issues at the start of the show. You guys know that I'm not great with my levels, so there you go. If you are from the US and have been listening in, apologies, I'm not live and chatting to you guys, but hopefully you have enjoyed the show regardless. Okay, one last track to play you out here, and it is the classic, The Goodbye from Shining 4 CD. I've had fun, right? Yeah, it's been good. Okay, well, thanks for joining me on this morning. Good luck with your days. Good luck out there. Or at home, whatever you choose to do. And, yeah, I don't know. Maybe have a bit of fruit. Maybe have some water or some milk. Maybe look after yourselves. Okay, I'm out of here. Thanks for joining me, and we'll see you soon. Goodbye.
For cow babies, we took it from them.
Milk.
Give me the milk. It's like your mother's milk, but from cows. Try not to think about it too much. Enjoy that cup of coffee.
I like milk.